USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to rage in the West, and they've now killed over 33 people, with dozens of others missing and tens of thousands more in California, Oregon, and Washington forced to flee their homes. The death toll is likely to climb, with one Oregon official still warning of a mass fatality event. In California alone, where fires charred over 3.2 million acres and destroyed about 4,000 structures, the number of dead is up to 22. And in the state of Washington, a one-year-old boy died in blazes that the governor called climate fires. Even though a number of groups are pointing at climate change for the West Coast fires, six people have been arrested in Oregon and California, and two in the state of Washington on arson charges in starting these fires. President Donald Trump will visit California tomorrow to meet with officials about the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.